更不要讲到空气、水源、土地的污染。
The human race is living unsustainably.
基本上，人类现在活在一个资源不够的、资源过度享用 的时候。
This is most true in the developed world where I come from.
在一些已经被发展的国家里，这是很明显的情况。
But it is a growing problem across the world, in China, in the Philippines, Vietnam, and so on.
但是在其他国家现在也是一样，无论是中国、菲律宾或者越南其他的国家。
So we are consuming the Earth's resources.In a completely unsustainable way.
所以我们现在在用我们地球所给我们的资源，在一个没有办法继续下去的方法。
And I believe there are some pointers in John's Revelation that we can listen to.
在约翰在启示录里面，他曾经这样说。
He's talking about Babylon, but probably referring to the Roman Empire.
他说巴比伦应该是指的是罗马的政府。
He says, all the nations, not just Babylon, have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries.
他说所有的国家都喝了这个大淫妇巴比伦的酒。
The merchants of the earth,have grown rich from her excessive luxuries.
而这些国家因为她的富足而富足。
And then he says, the time has come for destroying those who destroy the earth.
但是时间来了，这毁灭 全地的将要被毁灭。
Now we have a global economic system of hyper-consumerism.
其实现在全球有一个过度的物质消耗的一个情况。
This system is encouraging consumption rather than meeting need.
这整个系统是鼓励我们去消费。
And we know the effects of this overconsumption are felt most severely among the poor.
而这个过分消费的结果是贫穷的人最感受得到。
And these result in lack of good food, clean water, and displacement, forced migration.
造成食物缺乏、水源缺乏，甚至强逼迁移。
And so we have these growing cities of displaced people.
所以我们有很多很多被强迁的一些的人。
So what is the challenge to us? What can we do in response to these overwhelming pressures and consequences of this ecological crisis?
对于这些生态的挑战，我们能够有什么回应呢？
Joel is one of a number of Old Testament prophets.
约尔是旧约先知中的一位
，who makes a direct connection between localized disasters，
他将区域性的灾祸
，and the plight of the whole creation， a plight which has resulted from the subjection to its subjection to sinful and rebellious humankind。
他把这个和人的罪连在一起。
It's interesting that Joel responds to the locust invasion not by blaming God.
他并没有说因为这些天灾蝗虫的关系要埋怨神。
Nor by urging people to try and solve their problems, like this little boy here.
他也没有叫人应该要解决问题，好像这边这个小孩子这样。
But by calling the people to repentance.
但他呼唤人民要悔改。
In chapter 1 verse 14, he calls the people to cry out to the Lord.
在一章十四节里面，他呼召全民，你们要呼求。
First, in 1:5, he speaks to the drunkards.
第五节他已经讲酒醉的人了。
You could say these are the people who are preoccupied with pleasing themselves.
这些人是一些为了自己享乐的人。
Then he addresses the priests who should be leading the people of God in repentance.
然后他呼吁这些祭司，他们应该带领人民敬拜的。
Put on sackcloth, O priests, and mourn. 1:13.
十三节他讲，你们要腰束麻布，痛哭。
But then he expands what he says to include all people.
然后他将这个扩大，所有的人，你们都要来呼求。
In 2:15 and 16, he says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly."
第二章十五节，他说，在锡安吹号角，把禁食的日子分别为圣，召开严肃会。
Bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast.
你们要召集民众，使会众分别为圣，招聚老人，招聚孩童，在怀中吃奶的婴儿。
Even the bridegroom and the bride are told to leave their room and join in this festival of repentance.
甚至新郎新妇也从你们的房子里出来，一起来悔改。
So it seems that God spoke through the plague of locusts to call all his people to repentance in order that they may avoid a greater disaster.
似乎这边透过的蝗虫的灾害，这边神在呼召全民来悔改，以免的他们会遭受到更大的审判。
And Joel's clear message to us is that he goes on speaking through his creation.
约珥继续的透过这个创造来讲话。
Not just that the beauty of the world points to the character of God, which is what Paul tells us in Romans 1:20.
不光像罗马书讲到，我们看天地之间创造可以知道神的本性。
But also in times of disaster.
甚至在灾祸里面，天灾里面，我们也可以看到神的一些的事情。
So I wonder, is God calling his people to repentance again?
或者我在这边在思考一个问题，神今天是否又在呼召我们要悔改呢？
The problem of the locust is fundamentally a spiritual problem.
蝗虫的问题也是一个属灵的问题。
And now, in our day, is he calling his church?To discover or rediscover a prophetic role in proclaiming the kingdom of God in all aspects of our life on earth.
今天他是否也在呼召教会需要有一个先知的角色来改变这些事情？
Let me give you an example from my own country, from England.
那我给大家一个例子，是从我自己的国家英国来的。
I was very touched that we just sang Amazing Grace, written by John Newton.
我很感动，我们刚刚唱了《奇异恩典》，是 John Newton 写的。
John Newton was a slave trader.
他曾经是一个奴隶犯。
In Britain, the church has often been tempted.To conform to the dominant culture.
在英国，教会往往会向主流的文化来认同。
And in the 18th century, there was this huge slave trade between Africa and the West Indies that was controlled by the British merchants.
在十八世纪的时候呢，当时非洲、新印度。的奴隶的贩卖的这个事情是英国控制下面的。
And this was a trade that many Christians in Britain supported and benefited from.
而当时英国很多的基督徒用这个来赚钱，他们也很支持这个东西。
Many believe that it was an essential part of the British economy.
他们认为这是英国的经济的一部分。
It took some very brave people.Men like William Wilberforce and John Newton.
当时 有一些很有勇气的人，像 William Wilberforce 和 John Newton.
Many years for Wilberforce, the whole of his life was given to resisting slavery.
Wilberforce 他一生他的目的就是要将奴隶的这件事情停止。
And it was only at the end of his life in 1833, maybe 50 years after he started work on this, that the British Parliament finally abolished slavery.
1833年，差不多在他开始这个运动50年之后，英国的国会总算最后禁止了奴隶。
Now, what was the fruit of this victory?
他这个成果是什么呢？
It led to a transformation of British culture and society.
整个的转化了英国的国家，英国的文化。
Many, many people turned to Christ.
有很多人归主。
Now we are living at a time when the dominant culture, not just in one or two countries, but worldwide, is based onExcessive consumerism.
今天我们所处的文化，主流文化是一个消费文化。
As we've seen, this is having severe and growing impacts on the earth that are causing much suffering and deprivation for many, many people.
而这个消费文化，影响全球，影响很多人的生活。
I wonder if this is a new kind of slavery that the church must resist and speak against.
或者这个消费文化今天也奴隶着我们。
The Bible has much to tell us about living counter-culturally.
圣经往往在教导我们如何反文化。
For instance, it calls us to a life centered on worship.
譬如说他教导我们我们的生命应该是以敬拜为主的。
It urges us to practice Sabbath rest for all people, all creatures, and for the land.
我们应该有在耶和华在神里面有安息，不光是我们，甚至我们的土地，甚至我们周围所有的一切。
And to make provision for the poor and the weak, the widows and the orphans.
为了孤儿寡妇，为贫穷弱小的人来供应他们。
It urges us to welcome the alien, the stranger, the refugee.
他叫我们要欢迎那些无家可归，欢迎那些有需要的人。
And of course, it encourages us to accept and promote the lordship of Christ over all creation and in all aspects of life.
也要我们接受耶稣基督的主权，不光是在我们个人的生命，甚至在整个世界里面。
I imagine that many of you are training for ministry as pastors, as teachers, as disciple makers.
我想我们每一个人在这边受训，都希望以后成为传道人，能够督导别人成为耶稣基督使徒的人。
So I want to encourage you to let the prophet Joel speak to you into your context. How will this impact your ministry?
我希望约珥的讯息今天也让我们再次重思在我们的事工里面，我们服事里面，我们怎么样子来听，怎么样应用。
Your ministry amongst communities in people in places.
我们在人群中间的服事，在不同的团体里面。
And to wrestle with how you relate these things to our primary task of proclaiming the lordship of Christ.
让约珥再次来挑战我们，我们怎么样子来回应耶稣基督的主权。
So this is the challenge, but we don't end there.
这是一个挑战。
There is a wonderful note of comfort at the end of Joel.
但是约珥并不停在这边，约珥最后给我们一个盼望。
Since Eden, mankind has sought independence from God.
自从人类希望断离跟神的关系。
As if we were gods who could master our surroundings.And plot our own destiny.
假装我们自己是神，然后我们可以自己断我们自己的终点。
Joel's prophecy is a wake-up call to us.
约珥的信息是个警钟。
But it's also filled with hope.
但是也是带着希望。
The Creator God is both the omnipotent judge.
我们的创造主不光只是审判者。
And also the merciful redeemer of his whole creation.
他也是救赎主。
So we can find much comfort in what Joel tells us about how God responds to us as we turn to him in repentance.
所以我们可以从我们如何向神来回应中间得到我们的盼望跟力量。
In Joel 2:18 to 27,
在二章的十八节,
we see how God responds by bringing restoration.
我们看到神怎么样子来为他自己的来大发热心。
The Lord will be jealous for his land and take pity on his people.
好，耶和华为了自己的地发热心，连续他的子民。
I am sending you grain, new wine and oil, enough to satisfy you fully.
他说 我必赐给你们五谷、新酒、新油，你们必吃得饱足。
I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten.
蝗虫吃掉的我必偿还给你们。
So the Lord brings restoration. Secondly, he enables us to worship.
就是说耶和华一方面他恢复，他另外一方他让我们再一次能够敬拜。
You will praise the name of the Lord who has worked wonders for you.
我们要赞美神，因为他行了大事。
And thirdly, God responds by making himself known.
同时耶和华他让我们能够认识他。
Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other.
然后叫他的子民可以知道耶和华在他的民中，而除他以外并没有别神。
So if we return to the Lord in repentance,He will respond in the ways we have just looked at.
当我们悔改的时候，耶和华也必转回。
But then, of course, there's this wonderful prophecy of further blessing and fulfillment.
当然，接下来还有更多的应许。
When the Lord promised that He would pour out His Spirit on all people.
接着耶和华说，我要把我的灵浇灌所有的人。
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
每一个呼求主名的必得救。
You remember this is what Peter quotes in Acts 2 in his address to the people of Jerusalem.
在使徒信传 二章里面，彼得也引用了这段经文。
And this is our distinctive message now.In a time of crisis, a message of hope.
而今天在危机中，这是我们给其他人一个转机，一个盼望的讯息。
Our hope is grounded on a Lord who has overcome the world.
我们的盼望是在这个已经战胜世界的主。
He has inaugurated the kingdom of God.
他将神国已经带来。
And he has won salvation for all creation through the finished work, his finished work on the cross.
而他将救恩救赎带给所有的人。
Paul tells us a day is coming when the whole creation will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
而保罗也说，有一天将到，所有的被造的将被赎。
And in Ephesians, he gives us this wonderful summary of the mystery of God's will.
在以弗所书里面，他给我们看到这一个盼望。
To bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head.Even Christ.
他讲到天上地下万物都归在耶稣基督的主权下。
So let us praise God. May he speak to us through his word.
让我们一起来赞美神，愿他借着他的话语来对我们说话。
My hope is what I've been sharing will resonate with you and raise many questions in your minds.
我盼望我今天早上所讲的，让你们有一些反思，让你们有一些回应。
And I look forward to engaging with you more personally in our workshop after lunch.
我希望我们吃过午饭以后，在讲座里面跟你们有更多的机会交通。